This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A terrifying scene unfolded in the heart of New York City as a violent attack left multiple people wounded. A suspect is currently in police custody following a mass stabbing incident near the heavily crowded Penn Station on Sunday evening. The violent encounter has left at least one person fighting serious injuries and sent several others to local emergency rooms, sparking panic in one of the busiest transportation hubs in the United States. According to official reports from the Fire Department of New York, emergency medical crews rushed to the intersection of West 33rd Street and 7th Avenue just after 7 p.m. Sunday, following several frantic calls for help. First responders arrived at the scene to discover multiple victims suffering from varying degrees of stab wounds. The FDNY has confirmed that a total of 6 civilians sustained injuries during the knife attack. While 5 victims suffered minor to moderate injuries, 1 individual suffered major serious injuries. Emergency vehicles transported 5 of the injured to Bellevue Hospital, including the most seriously injured victim. The 6th was transported separately to New York Presbyterian for evaluation and treatment. Law enforcement quickly moved to secure the area and track down the perpetrator. The Amtrak Police Department, which is officially leading the investigation, announced that a suspect was successfully apprehended and taken into police custody. At this hour, the specific circumstances that led up to the multi-person stabbing remain entirely unclear. Authorities have not yet released the identity of the suspect in custody, nor have they provided any official details regarding a potential motive behind the sudden attack. This act of violence occurred during an incredibly busy and high-profile period for New York City's vast transportation network. Penn Station was experiencing massive crowds moving through its corridors on Sunday, driven in large part by sports fans as the New York Knicks continue their highly anticipated NBA Finals run. Additionally, the city has been experiencing a massive influx of international and domestic visitors arriving in the region ahead of major scheduled FIFA World Cup events, making security at the transit hub a paramount concern for local officials. More crime and justice news after this. Now to Ohio, where a community festival was completely upended by an explosion of gun violence. The urgent manhunt continues today for at least 2 unidentified gunmen who opened fire near a crowded summer festival in Toledo. The active shooting incident left 12 innocent people wounded as the suspects apparently targeted one another in a brazen shootout. Toledo PD confirmed that all 12 victims are currently in stable condition and showing signs of improvement at local hospitals. Despite the ongoing investigation and intensive search efforts, the shooters remain at large. The violence erupted on Saturday afternoon right on the perimeter of the Old West End Festival, a long-standing and deeply cherished neighborhood tradition. Deputy Police Chief Joseph Heffernan addressed the media during a press conference to express the department's profound frustration over the complete disregard for public safety.
It's just a shame, you know, when a few people, for whatever reasons, going through their head, decide to disrupt something that has been a beloved community event for many, many, many years.
According to the timeline established by investigators, the sound of rapid gunfire shattered the festival atmosphere late Saturday afternoon.
At about 5:37 p.m., we got a report of some shots fired near our Old West End Festival, which is a festival we have every year. Officers were quick to respond. They were right there when the shots were coming out. Appears as though there was at least 2 shooters. I think they were probably shooting at each other.
The oldest victim wounded in the shooting is 61 years old, while the youngest victim is a mere 14 years old. Toledo Police Lieutenant Dan Gerken noted that the vast majority of the 12 victims are young adults in their early 20s. Toledo detectives are currently working around the clock to piece together the events of Saturday afternoon. Lieutenant Gerken stated that authorities are aggressively interviewing the surviving victims, questioning eyewitnesses who were in the immediate vicinity, and meticulously reviewing hours of security camera footage from surrounding properties. At the time the shooters opened fire, the festival grounds were packed, with officials estimated that several hundred people were present. Because of the large scale of the event, city officials had heavily reinforced the security detail in the area.
We had extra officers on duty today for the festival, plus there was a large contingency of off-duty officers that were working for the festival itself. We had our mobile security cameras that go right into our real-time crime center active. So there is a lot of evidence. It's just a matter of going through a lot of that evidence.
In the immediate wake of the gunfire, the organizers of the event decided that the community could simply not return to business as usual. The Old West End Association issued an official statement announcing that all of Sunday's scheduled festivities would be entirely canceled. In their formal statement, the organization explained their difficult decision, writing, "After discussion with festival organizers, law enforcement, and the city of Toledo, we feel that it would not be compassionate, responsible, or possible to continue the festival." The search for the gunman remains an active, high-priority investigation as Toledo residents grapple with the violation of their historic community tradition. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With This Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.